Good morning. It has been 6 weeks, or 42 days, since the start of restrictions on movement, closures of schools and businesses, and not seeing your loved ones. 42 days since this has dominated our lives. It's easy to cope with at the beginning, as there is almost a novelty to it, and a figuring out of the new routine. But once the dust settles after a few days, the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual toll begins to slowly creep in, whether we are aware of it or not. The odd part is, for the majority of people, in order to save hundreds of lives, they must stay home. It sounds simple, but the longer things go on without an ending in sight, the more of an endurance test this becomes for everyone. Our moment of prayer and reflection today will focus on the first reading assigned today from the Acts of the Apostles. Today's passage follows on immediately from the first reading yesterday. Yesterday we heard how the apostles were rounded up by the high priest and put in a common jail. An angel of the Lord opened the gates and told them to continue their preaching. Word came back to the high priest when he had asked for them to be brought to him, was that the jail door was locked, but the apostles were not there. They were in the temple preaching. Our reading today continues with what happened next. When I was reflecting on the readings, the thought of endurance came into my head. And while it is similar to the endurance we are facing now, there are some differences. I looked up a definition of endurance and got the two answers I thought I might. Endurance is, one, to suffer something difficult, unpleasant, or painful, and two, to continue to exist for a long time. The two definitions show us that endurance can be both positive and negative, depending on your perspective in the situation. It also teaches us that we can turn a negative into a positive. This can be seen in what we are facing today and how similar it is to what the apostles were facing in the first reading, both yesterday and today. In times of difficulty, it may seem like total suffering. However, surviving and continuing gives a new kind of endurance, one of continued existence no matter what. Both for the apostles and for us, there is something simple we need to remember. The good news story is going to be proclaimed no matter what comes before it, and those who proclaim will be protected, then as well as now, as God's love and mercy endures all things. As we begin our reading of the scripture, I invite you to close your eyes and sit comfortably wherever you are. Listen to the scripture reading from Acts chapter 5. When the officials had brought the apostles in to face the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded an explanation. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name, and what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seem determined to fix the guilt of this man's death on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and saviour, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witnesses to all this, we and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated them that they wanted to put them to death. This passage will be read again, and this time, try to place yourself in the scene. What phrase or word strikes you? Are you a bystander, watching what is going on? What does the setting look like? Are you a bystander or are you in the heart of the group? Are you an apostle or the high priest? Imagine the scene as best as you can. When the officials had brought the apostles in to face the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded an explanation. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name, and what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seem determined to fix the guilt of this man's debt on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and saviour, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witnesses to all this, we and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated them that they wanted to put them to death. According to yesterday's first reading, Peter and the message he preaches cannot be confined behind bars, in spite of the best efforts of those who want to silence that message. The Easter proclamation cannot be imprisoned, just as the guards at the tomb of Easter could not prevent Jesus bursting forth into new life. The Acts of the Apostles suggest that as soon as the gospel began to be preached after Pentecost, efforts were made by the people in authority to suppress it. The gospel was not experienced as good news by some, and they made every effort to silence those who were preaching it. However, today's first reading shows that the efforts of those in authority to silence the gospel were not successful. Although Peter and the other apostles had been given a formal warning by the religious authorities not to preach the gospel, they carried on regardless because they understood that this was their calling in life, the mission they had received from the risen Lord. As they said to the religious authorities, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men." As we hear the scripture one last time, take a few moments to reflect on the following questions. Who shapes our lives? Who or what is Lord of our lives? In our time of trial, what must I do to follow God more faithfully, to hear but also share the good news? What must I do in this difficult time to change my perspective of endurance from negative to positive? What grace from God do I need to pray for this morning? When the officials had brought the apostles in to face the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded an explanation. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name, and what have you done? You filled Jerusalem with your teaching and seem determined to fix the guilt of this man's debt on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and saviour, to give repentance and forgiveness of sin through him to Israel. We are witnesses to all this, we and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated them that they wanted to put them to death. Together we pray the psalm for the readings for today. And our response is, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him. The poor man called, and the Lord heard him. The Lord turns his eyes to the just, and his ears to their appeal. They call, and the Lord hears, and rescues them in all their distress. The poor man called, and the Lord heard him. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed he will save. Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. Let us bring all our needs and intentions to God. For those that are suffering mentally, financially, physically, or spiritually, that they will experience the enduring power of God's love and mercy through times of trial. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those in vital services in our country during this time of COVID-19, that they will be protected from harm and sustained in all they do. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those that are isolated and cut off from family, that they will be uplifted in the knowledge that they will soon be reunited. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For our politicians and health service leaders, that they will continue to work and lead the country in the safest and correct way to deal with this crisis. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For our common home, the earth, that this time of global shutdown will provide some much needed time for the healing necessary to help our future. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those that have died and will die alone, that the Lord will welcome them into his embrace of love and compassion. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We take a moment of silent prayer for our own needs and intentions. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We ask too that Mary, our mother, intercede and pray for us as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'd like to finish off with the last stanza from one of my favourite poems that I turn to whenever I need the help and inspiration to keep going in difficult times. It is by Alfred Lord Tennyson, and it's from his poem, Ulysses. It may be that the gulfs will wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides. And though we are not now that strength which in old days moved earth and heaven, that which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, made weak by time and faith, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield.